Hope's End stands defiant against time and tide, a crumbling Victorian mansion perched on Massachusetts cliffs where secrets echo through marble halls. When Kit McDear arrives to care for its infamous resident, she's desperate enough not to ask too many questions. Her nursing career lies in tatters after her mother's suspicious overdose under her care, and this remote position offers triple the standard salary. The patient? Lenora Hope, sole survivor of the brutal 1929 Hope family massacre that left her parents and sister dead in pools of blood. Though never convicted, the circumstantial evidence was damning. Her clothing burned the night of the murders, her alibi full of holes, her inheritance of the entire Hope shipping fortune suspiciously convenient. Now 71 and reportedly paralyzed by strokes, she requires constant care that few are willing to provide. As Kit drives toward the mansion, fresh graffiti on a stone wall warns, "Rot in hell, Lenora Hope." Two women marked by tragedy and suspicion, one running from her past, the other trapped in hers, about to collide in a house where the walls themselves seem to whisper accusations. Kit's unease deepens when she discovers her predecessor, Mary Milton, left without explanation, abandoning clothes, equipment, and personal mementos. Her diary ends mid-sentence with lipstick still on her coffee cup. Staff offer contradictory explanations: family emergency, travel plans, sudden romance, none accounting for the abandoned belongings, suggesting a hasty departure. The mystery intensifies when Kit discovers Mary's body partially buried beneath the mansion's terrace. Detective Marcus Vick quickly rules it suicide based on a waterlogged note. "I'm sorry, I'm not the person you thought I was." Kit questions what terrified Mary enough to flee and why someone planning suicide would leave everything behind. She methodically interviews everyone, creating timelines and noting suspicious alibi gaps. Her credibility collapses when she tries to demonstrate Lenora's typing ability to Detective Vic, only for Lenora to remain motionless, making Kit appear delusional. Could Lenora be more capable and dangerous than she appears? In Lenora's room, Kit makes a breakthrough. The paralyzed elderly woman communicates through an old Underwood typewriter, gradually revealing the truth behind the Hope family murders. Her story begins on her 17th birthday in 1929, describing life at Hope's End with her drug-addled mother, philandering father, and oblivious sister Virginia. Contemplating suicide, she met Ricardo "Ricky" Mayhew, the handsome groundskeeper. Their forbidden romance blossomed with dreams of escaping to Paris. When Lenora became pregnant, she found new purpose despite the impending scandal. The confession darkens when Virginia discovered her secret. Though Virginia initially misidentified her lover, this revelation created dangerous tension between the sisters. Virginia declared she would never leave this place, a statement Lenora notes came true, as Virginia's ghost supposedly still haunts Hope's End. Kit experiences this supernatural presence through creaking sounds, passing shadows, and mysterious typing. One morning, she finds a page repeatedly stating, "It's all your fault." When asked who typed it, Lenora indicates her long-dead sister.
Carter reveals he took the groundskeeper job to investigate his connection to the Hope family. He shows Kit a photograph from 1929 with Lenora visibly pregnant, evidence of a child missing from records. This aligns with Lenora's confession about her pregnancy, raising questions about the child's fate. Kit discovers Mrs. Baker has made monthly payments to Ricardo's wife Bernice since 1929, totaling over $600,000. When confronted, Bernice reveals she witnessed Lenora in the kitchen with bloody hands and a knife the night of the murders, while screams came from upstairs. Detective Vic reveals Lenora reported only two deaths that night. Most shocking, Virginia Hope survived for 6 months after being hanged, a timeline contradiction that makes Kit question everything. Examining the hidden family portraits, Kit sees Winston Hope, ruddy and smug, Evangeline, beautiful but fragile, and Virginia, haughty with icy blue eyes. This detail strikes Kit, recalling Bernice's comment about Lenora's big blue eyes. In the library, she finds the first two urns contain ashes, but Virginia's is empty. The shocking truth emerges. Mrs. Baker is actually Lenora Hope, while the paralyzed patient is Virginia Hope, the sister everyone thought died decades ago. Lenora confesses finding her mother dead on the grand stairs, her father slumped over the pool table, and Virginia hanging from a chandelier. After calling police, she waited outside. Though initially suspected, authorities discovered Virginia survived the hanging, but with severe injuries. In an act of breathtaking cruelty, Lenora bribed the doctor to declare Virginia legally dead, allowing her to inherit both fortunes. She assumed a new identity as Mrs. Baker and forced her sister to become Lenora Hope, while she lived the Parisian life Virginia had dreamed of, condemning her sister to imprisonment. Virginia's account reveals that after giving birth and having her baby taken away, she found the knife used to cut the umbilical cord. Despite her pain, she went to the billiard room where she heard her father arguing with Ricky, intent on taking her baby and leaving, even if I had to kill to do it. Kit makes a devastating discovery. Ricky, the father of Virginia's child, is her own father, Patrick McDear. This explains her selection for Hope's end. Virginia suspected she was her granddaughter. When Kit confronts her father, Lenora appears with a shotgun, recognizing him from Virginia's past. Their struggle sends Lenora down the grand stairs as the house collapses. Despite her father's objections, Kit rescues Virginia from the crumbling mansion. Outside safely, Kit's father kisses her goodbye before returning to the house. In a final moment, he joins Lenora on the stairs as Hope's End slides into the ocean, burying their secrets forever. Virginia later admits she had secretly regained mobility, staying partly from fear, but mostly to await her son's return and punish Lenora. The maid Jessie is actually Virginia's granddaughter from her son Marcel. Virginia and Jessie escape to Paris, inviting Kit along. A newspaper clipping reveals Virginia died at 101 in Italy, having traveled the world with Kit as her companion. What makes this story so haunting isn't just its shocking twists. It's how vividly it portrays trauma shaping identity. Each character constructs facades. Lenora as Mrs. Baker, Virginia's exaggerated disability, Kit's nonchalance about her mother's death. These aren't simple deceptions, but survival mechanisms against unbearable realities. The novel explores moral ambiguity through complex scenarios. Virginia killing her parents after they stole her child, Kit's ambiguous role in her mother's death, and Lenora's imprisonment of her sister, cruelty that somehow reads as self-preservation. Hope's End functions as both setting and symbol, its deterioration mirroring the inevitable erosion of secrets, each crack revealing another threatening truth. Virginia's letter to Kit, urging her to live a life that belongs only to yourself, emerges as the central thesis. After 30 years confined, both women learn that surviving tragedy is merely the beginning. The greater challenge lies in living with its aftermath.